Now, if there is no other new business or applications, everybody all set? Okay, what we'll do now is an introduction, because I knew Melissa was going to be a few minutes late. We could keep the floor going. We would just meet everybody at the same time. And Melissa, this is you. Welcome. Noel Musson.
Hi, Noel.
Musson. How are you?
Musson. Introduce yourself.
Melissa Maker.
Matt Ripley.
Matthew Andra.
Sam Ladley.
Ron Huber.
Mm-hmm. Richard Whitman.
Beverly Cowan.
And Melissa McCullough. So welcome, Noel. We're here. He has offered to do kind of an informal presentation, get us a little bit up to speed about what's been happening in his world with the ad hoc, and maybe touch on what's going on with the comprehensive planning committee. But we've left it that it's going to be informal, and Q&A is highly suggested and recommended, and he will come back.
Absolutely. Yeah. So first of all, again, my name is Noel Musson. I am a planning consultant. I live in Southwest Harbor. Grew up in Maine. Actually grew up on MDI, so didn't move too far from where I grew up in Tremont to Southwest Harbor. But I'm working on the comprehensive plan update and the harbor plan update. Thanks a lot for having me tonight. I really appreciate it, the opportunity to come and talk to you guys. I know you're the group that implements a lot of the stuff that we're going to be talking about, so it's really important for me to hear from you, and I think all of us on the committee thought it was important to be here, so I just appreciate the opportunity. This is the first sort of outside the commission, the planning committee group that I've been to, so I think it's a good and appropriate first step. What I wanted to do tonight was just a couple quick things. One is give you a quick overview of the planning process that we're going through. I have just an outline of the framework of the harbor plan that we've come up with, and then maybe have some discussion on are we missing anything. And I really want to just hear from you guys. You know, what are some things that you think are really important for the harbor planning committee and the harbor plan to try to make sure we look at? And some issues related to those topics. So, and obviously, first meeting now. My thought is we'll have a meeting. You know, this is sort of a informal meeting, but then I want to come back and go over a bunch of stuff with you as we get into more policy discussions. But just so you get a sense of where we are, so I'll jump right in. The planning process that we're going through right now is really starting off with what I call like the inventory piece. It's the beginning part. It's trying to understand and get everybody on the committee up to speed on what's included in the harbor, what are the elements of the harbor. Maybe it would help if we just talk about it. So thinking things about like the physical setting, current uses, regulatory structure, natural resources, you know, where's the eelgrass, where's the you know, the bird habitats, things like that. What is right now the thing that I'm working on is regulatory matrix. So who's responsible for what in the harbor? Pulling that together, which I can share with you and get your feedback on that once I pull it together. I'm working on I have a pretty big one right now, but I'm working on a one-pager that just sort of summarizes the municipal roles and different things in the harbor, so love your feedback on that when I pull it together. But the purpose of the plan really is to provide goals, policies, and implementation recommendations for harbor, for the harbor and the future preservation of the waterfront and different elements of that aspect. So phase number one, sort of the background piece. We're not really digging into policy discussions or strategies or anything at this point. It's really just thinking about all that background stuff. And then phase number two is digging in. Once we have a common understanding, let's dig into some topic areas. So what I have up on the screen right now, which has got a nice little glare to it, is just the overview of the harbor plan. I won't go into all this stuff, but these are sort of the, you know, some basic sort of thinking elements, and again, everything's kind of flexible at this point, about, you know, what things are going to be included in the harbor plan, background information, you know, vision statement, perhaps. We're thinking about the initial concepts of city infrastructure, a bunch of stuff that's already been worked on in other locations. high-level summaries of the issues, needs, and opportunities, and then thinking about implementation strategies. And maps. Got lots of maps. I brought some today. I've already gone over the inventory sort of section. And then I think things that I'd like to love some feedback on tonight are, we've come up with a list of topic areas, but this may not be all-inclusive, so let's take a look at the list and then love to have some feedback on that. Thinking about public access, you know, thinking about physical access to the water, the visual access to the water, interpretive access, if there is any, so I'm thinking about perhaps the trail, cultural resources, history, things like that. Mooring management, harbor layout, harbor health, facilities planning, thinking about the different municipal facilities that need to be planning. What are the goals and opportunities for some of those structures? Budgeting. We're really transitioning into thinking about the marine economy and the working waterfront right now. What type of businesses are included in the marine economy, different things like that, commercial fishing needs, and the regulatory structure, as I brought up, and then cruise ships, large ships, discussion, and then any other topics that we might want to bring up. So that's the high-level overview. So what I also brought tonight, just for our discussion purposes, just to give you a sense of some of the maps that we've been doing. This is just a NOAA chart, which I clipped to really focus in on Rockland. This is a map, which is really hard to see the whole thing, but essentially the entire harbor, thinking about different mooring areas. This is not the specific meets and bounds description of the mooring areas, which is what's included in the ordinance, but just to try to get a general sense of where the channels are. The dredged areas, the mooring areas, the anchorages, any sort of potential expansion areas, where the different municipal structures are. And then we also have a map that we've developed that are starting to talk about the waterfront users, like who are all the users along the waterfront. So I have this map as we're going through our discussions. If we need to point out or draw on anything, I brought paper copies. But I think rather than have me sort of blabber on about things, I really need to learn from you. So I'd like to kind of transition to a discussion as opposed to a presentation, if that's all right with everybody. And as a planner, you know how much we all love flip charts, and I didn't bring any sticky dots, so we don't have to vote on anything tonight, so that's a good thing. But what I'd like to do is sort of open up the discussion, but really my first question is, if we go back to my topic area overview, was there anything, as I know I quickly went through that, do you think there's anything on that list that we ought to add to the list from a topical area? And then I think we can kind of, within those topics, maybe dive in to some other concerns. So just as a refresher, we have public access, mooring management and harbor layout, harbor health, harbor budgeting, marine economy / working waterfront, regulatory, and cruise ships, large ships, which we will be talking about, but much later down on the line.
Mm-hmm. We knew that.
It's self-preservation, I think, of man. So, open it up.
Thoughts? Questions for Noel?
Yeah, I'm going to write stuff down, so please feel free to throw them right
up. My question is, are you going to, there's a lot of things in the comprehensive plan where harbor and marine resources pop up in all through the plan.
Yes.
Are you doing just the marine resource chapter, or you're trying to, you're going to be inserting all of, changing all of those inserts all the way through?
I'm working on the entire comprehensive plan.
Okay.
Yep, and actually the existing comp plan marine resources sections is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Description, I think.
Yeah.
So I was using a bunch of that.
Are you using this as a template and making changes and adjustments, or are you starting over?
Well, the way I'm approaching it is there's always a lot of good work that's been done prior to, you know, there's no sense to reinvent the wheel if you don't need to reinvent the wheel. But a lot of it's probably reformatting and maybe a little bit of wordsmithing for some of that. Like, I like the, and this is what, for the marine resources section, we'll be talking about this through the process, but the description of each of the we'll call them the zone, you know, not zones from a regulatory perspective.
Just five sections of the harbor.
Sections of the harbor. You know, yeah. does that still resonate with people in Rockland?
And have they shifted?
And if it does, you know, really it's more of an update on what do these sections of the harbor, do they still include the same uses that are listed in there? So it might be more of an update in that sense.
Yeah, it needs to be updated.
Yep.
Because what we're working with is stuff that still has fish processing plants.
Right.
And
yep. Having read over it, I thought that, you know, we're probably going to... Yeah. And what
and also a planned cruise ship pier on the south end.
Right.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, that's there. So,
yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm just going to stay away from that. But I think from a formatting perspective, when you see the comp plan, the format of the comp plan will be a lot different.
Do you have copies of this that you can...
I could probably email it to Matt, and he can email it out.
I can distribute it to everybody.
You're a good disseminator.
That's right.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yep. This is a draft, and we've went over it at the committee level, but it is not necessarily the final version. And so a lot of what this is just questions to think about, and some of it may get integrated into the final product, and some of it won't. I'm showing it tonight just as to me it provides a little bit of a framework. I thought it was, when you're creating like a plan, a document, it's nice to sort of have like an outline of how you want to handle it, but. The comprehensive plan is going to look a lot different than the comprehensive plan of old. It's probably going to be a little more visual and a lot less text.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Sure. I use the old one a lot. I read it. And it has a lot of really I live in text.
Yeah.
So I like all of the statistics and things in here.
Yep. I can tell you how it's going to lay out. I mean, for the comp plan, the way that the outline of the comp plan is, you know, there's got to be a vision statement at the beginning, more or less. And then there's going to be a section that I haven't quite figured out how to call it, that's going to be more of the high level sort of goals and policies, like what do we want as a community, related to different topic areas that are pretty standard to a comprehensive plan. But we're not going to necessarily call them, you know, this one's history, this one's whatever. And then there'll be an appendix section, which is what more of what you're really used to seeing. So there'll be a housing section, a marine resources section, a natural and cultural resources section, a history and archaeological resources, all the other ones, population, demographics, economy. So that'll be the appendix where you really can dig in, and if you really want to, you know, see the data, that's where it is. So all this plan, the whole purpose of these planning processes is starting from a common place, and the way to get there is to understand the data. It's the same thing we're trying to do with the harbor plan, which is let's understand what's there, and then we can talk about what's necessary to think about in the future. I think that's where we're headed. But the way I approach a lot of these projects is it's not my plan. I'm here to facilitate the process, so I'm here to ask questions and learn from everybody at the table, no matter what meeting I'm in, and then try to, you know, see if we can string things together to help move something in a forward motion. So I'd love these plans to be actionable, usable. You know, I like to be able to come back and, you know, continue working on, you know, we've come up with an action plan. I'm creating a long-term relationship, hopefully, and we'll see how it turns out. But more importantly, you're taking these documents and using them to help you get where you want to go. So, back to the topic question, if we can remember all the topics. But it doesn't really matter. Think about high level topics. Are there things that you guys think we ought to make sure we're addressing?
What was that first one?
The first one is public access.
I would be curious for comment on signage and plaques.
Yep.
I would think that's important, and I'm not sure that we have enough. I mean, it's hard to find the middle pier when people are coming.
I didn't know where the middle pier was when I took the job.
You still don't.
Yeah, I'm from here. I just figured it out last year. So I also need to apologize, number one, for my handwriting, and number two, for my spelling. So I grew up with a spell checker. Anyway, so if you see a misspelled word, forgive me. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I don't see them.
And with the signage, there is a sign group, believe it or not, in the city. Mm-hmm. There is a group that talks about signage. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that the Rockland Harbor Trail does for, and we're not that group, but the Rockland Harbor Trail group mm-hmm. does talk about how we're going to put signage along the water without it being pollution.
Without not it being necessarily even on the water, but to get to
how
the
to get
water.
To find sure. it. Yeah, yeah.
Find it.
Yeah.
One of Leah at her shop, one of the mm-hmm. most common questions is like, how do I get to the water? Where's mm-hmm. the water? Some people don't even know
they
it's
don't
here.
Even know. Mm-hmm.
But the people that do don't know how to get there.
Right.
And there's not really a good answer
well,
either,
like,
really.
The schooners are in a beautiful spot and people don't yeah. know to go. And you know, you wouldn't think to walk behind the treatment plant to see the prettiest
no.
part of the harbor.
That's yeah. right.
Yeah.
The trail signage does lead you there now.
It does. And there's that big sign right there at the treatment plant. It says
yeah.
all the schooners are here.
You've got to love that treatment plant.
It is a pretty treatment plant.
It is. Terry's done a great yeah. job with yeah. it. It's the hub. Funny map.
It's where everybody's connected.
Yeah. All right.
I guess for all the physical access, I understand, I mean,